Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without their support, we could not be sharing these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Lucius Mack, and he is with Phoenix Mortgage Specialists. Welcome, Lucius.
Hi, how you doing?
I am doing great. Before we get too far into things, tell us about Phoenix Mortgage Specialists. How are you serving folks?
We serve for all our customers with home loans or refinancing of homes. We have great customer service. We have many programs such as FHA, VA, conventional, USDA programs to service all of our clients. We even educate our borrowers to make sure that they're able to buy a home, exactly what they're doing at a particular time. And while the big banks are strengthening their guidelines through this COVID situation, we are basically remain the same because we are a broker company that we deal with many, many other smaller banks, which are a little less stringent on their guidelines at this particular moment.
So now, are you finding that a lot of folks are refinancing? Because I think aren't interest rates at super low now?
Yes, everyone is refinancing. Now, it's really great if you can take advantage of it right now to go ahead and refinance, especially if you have really good credits, you know, such as 680 and above. But even if you have below 680, I'm able to refinance you and get a lower rate than you presently have at this particular moment.
And then is there a rule of thumb, like if there's a difference in what you have as an interest rate as opposed to what it currently is, then it kind of makes financial sense?
The rule of thumb is to make sure that you go down at least a 0.5%. It all depends on your loan amount. How much do you owe? But the rule of thumb is to always go down and got 0.5% there. And especially nowadays, most people have a lot of equity in their homes at this particular time, so they can take advantage of it and pay off these high interest credit cards or loans that they may have and just have one payment. You know, and that's the ideal situation to be in because, you know, of course, that's tax deductible, that interest on your mortgage.
And it also might be a good time to switch maybe from a 30-year to a 15 or
a 50. It's a great time to do that, to 30 or 15, or to eliminate that PMI if you have mortgage insurance on your present mortgage. Give us a call. We can eliminate that.
So now, how have you found business going during this time, you know, where a lot of people can't go out and about and maybe buy a new home in a conventional manner? Are people still going out there or figuring out a way to make it work?
Well, they're figuring a way to make it work. A lot of my agents, what they're doing, they're doing a lot of virtual showings. They're wearing the cost of PPE outfits in order to show safely as possible. But be honest with you, especially here in the Atlanta area, home buying is escalating right now. That's what I've seen so far. So the home buying market is very strong in Atlanta right now, even through the COVID situation.
So now, are there certain parts of town that are more hot than other parts?
To be honest with you, I see it all over the metro, all over the metro Atlanta. Everyone's buying homes now because everyone's trying to take advantage of those low interest rates at this particular time because, hey, you never know that we're not probably ever get to a payment rates of this magnitude again. You know, I'm giving rates of, you know, 2.75 fixed rates on 30 years.
Right. And that's never been done, right? I can't remember that in my lifetime.
No, that's never been done.
So now talk about your backstory. How did you get involved in being a mortgage broker?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm from Savannah, Georgia. I grew up in a little small part of Savannah, Georgia called Coffee Bluff. And, you know, my parents always instilled in me that I can do whatever I want. I always grew up around a bunch of entrepreneurs. And I went to Windsor Forest High School down in Savannah, then went to college at Savannah State College, where I obtained a bachelor's in mathematics. And I started moved here to be an actuary. I moved to the Atlanta area to be an actuary at Atlanta Life Insurance Company, but they didn't have any openings. But they told me that I can take a sales position until one opens. So I did that. And I really liked actually sales. I just really loved it. And I love helping people and showing them. So therefore, after been doing that for a while, I was introduced by a family friend in the mortgage business. And I never heard of the mortgage business really before growing up. I never knew anything really about that. People just bought homes, but I really didn't know anything about that. No one ever taught me about that. But when I was introduced to it, it opened my eyes. I really loved it. I love just helping people get, because that's the biggest investment someone's going to have normally is their home. And I love helping people go through it. And I was hooked ever since I started back in 1997. I think I started doing my first loan.
So since you started then, you've got to see a lot of ups and downs in the market, especially the 2007 market crash. Yes. How has that kind of changed the way maybe you do business today during this pandemic?
Oh, man. Basically, now, if you're talking about far as business, since we have different safeguards now, you know, a lot of the different loans that used to be offered back then are not offered anymore. And so we have the safeguards now, but there's still a lot of loans out there that people can actually get. And the market is very strong as far as the banking industry. So therefore, you know, we're able to even thrive even more now than we did back then. But in 2007, you know, I've lost my first company. I started in 2000, my own first broker company, and I had lost it in 2009 because the banks just went belly up and no one was funding any loans at all at that particular time. So I opened up a new company back in 2012, and, you know, now we are thriving, you know, and you know, I've learned lessons during that particular time. Make sure that you have enough reserve income that can last you about, you know, a year if need be, and just continue to, you know, do good business and do the right thing by people. The main thing is to try to help people and have a love for people. And on top of that, always follow your dream and don't give up.
Now, when you were going through that crisis and it was really personally impacting you and your business, any lessons you can share when you're going through something that seems like it's hopeless? A lot of people are feeling hopeless today It just seems like it's never going to end and there's never going to be a light at the end of the tunnel. What did you kind of lean on to get through that tough time?
Well, I leaned on my family and my faith, you know, and faith in God and, you know, help me to go navigate the waters in order to get back where I wanted to go. Because one thing, even though you may have bumps in the road, don't let anyone ever kill your dream. Because we have dreams, and we want to make sure that you keep that dream first and foremost. So do whatever you have to do. When you're going through a bad time, don't be afraid to ask for help. That's the main thing. Don't be afraid to ask for help. Even if you have to try to find other programs, like during this particular time, we had the PPP program. Try to get those different type of programs and try to ask for help if you need be. Also, just make sure, like I said, to make sure that you save for these particular type of days. When you have great times, make sure you save for these particular times.
And it's one of those lessons in life that's why it's a great idea to save for that rainy day, because there's going to be a rainy day.
And there is.
You may not know when, but there is going to be a time when this happens, and then that savings is going to come in handy. That could be the difference between making it and not making it.
There you go. That's the difference between keeping your business alive and not keeping your business alive. Eventually, your business will come back into fruition. It will start thriving again, but it's going to be some dry seasons. And you can't get down on that, because that's just part of life. I mean, we all have downtimes, even in life. So you just have to make sure that there will be a light at the end of the tunnel. It may seem dark right now, but eventually you will have light at the end of the tunnel, and you'll start back with your business and start thriving again.
So now let's talk a little bit about the fact that you're an African American in the mortgage broker world, where there's not that many in that industry. Why do you think it was important for you to get involved in this industry? And what have you learned and maybe can help other African Americans that want to break into the industry?
Well, like I say, it was basically due to the exposure, because I was never exposed to it. And another African-American guy who owned a company back then, like in 97, he exposed me to it. It wasn't like it was a major in college or ever heard anything about it. So as what I do now, I try to mentor, you know, young kids into getting into, I mean, college students, young college students, or, hey, you need to look into this business because it's a very lucrative business. Of course, if you can actually have the, you know, tenacity in order to sustain and do what you need to be done in order to maintain yourself in this business. So I just, what I do now, I just tell everyone that I know about this particular business, because the average age of a mortgage loan officer is actually 51 years old. That's the average age. And most young people do not get involved. So I tell all of my African-American friends, and I tell the kids, and I go to colleges and I talk with them and let them know that, hey, this is a great business for you to be in.
So now you started out working for someone else and then eventually spun off to have your own firm?
Yes.
Now, what was
I started working in 1997 with John Brown and Associates, and then I spent off and opened up my own company, Diverse Financial Services. That was my first company.
And then when you were doing that on your own, what did you like about kind of running your own show as opposed to doing probably similar work that you were doing previously, but now this was all on you?
Well, it was, I love having my own business. That's the first thing. I can do what I want to see fit as far as helping who I see fit to help. I can bring in other loan officers at that particular time and teach them the ropes and how to really do mortgage loans and how to help people do mortgage loans. So I basically, you're going from employee to actually owning your own business is two different worlds, because you have to, only thing you have to do with your employee is do what you have to do. But you have, as an employer, you have to make sure everyone else is fine and everyone else is doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Now, for the new mortgage broker that starts working with you, what are some attributes you like to see? Like what are kind of the attributes for success?
Can't be afraid of failure. That's the main, you can't be afraid of the word no.
So now a lot of people, so that is that kind of your first test? You know, you ask them to make a couple sales calls, and if they show up again, then maybe you'll keep them. But if not, then you get, you know, they pretty quickly self-select out.
I just don't get rid of them. What I do is I give them a couple of sales calls and let them talk with them. And first of all, they have to be a people person, have a great personality, and know the knowledge of what they're talking about. But if they get discouraged too early, and if I can't talk them off that ledge of being discouraged early, then I told maybe, you know, you have to find somewhere, you know, something else to, you may want to do, because this particular business, you know, you're going to have to have some tenacity about you and talk to everyone. And if someone tells you no, so what, you know, you just go on to the next one.
Now in your business, who is the person they're getting no's from? Are those like real estate agents, or are they the end user?
Well, it's real estate agents, because, you know, real estate agents is the backbone of our business, because we have, you know, they sustain us as far as giving us a business, but you know, they have to trust you. So of course, if you're brand new, it's going to be hard for them to just trust you off the bat, but you have to ask them just to give you a chance. And if they say no, you have to respect that and give them a call back later. You just never know. That's what I had to do. And then as far as refinancing, hey, you call and talk to different people. If they say no, that's fine. But as long as you call enough of them, you're going to get some yeses.
And this is, like you said, this is a pretty lucrative business if you can stick with it and build a book of business, especially a great network of real estate agents, I would imagine.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. It's been very great for my family, you know, over the last 23 years.
So now what do you need more of in your business right now?
I need more. I want more exposure. Just need more exposure. We're going to be expanding to different states here in the next few months, trying to go into South Carolina and North Carolina and Alabama and Tennessee and Florida. So we're going to be extending it to a few other states here. And then, I just get that exposure. You know, I want to be known as, you know, the mortgage person or the company Phoenix Mortgage. When they think of a mortgage company, hey, they think of Phoenix Mortgage Specialist if I want to refinance or buy a home. So just the exposure, more exposure out there and either.
Well, you're on your way. You've been named one of the top mortgage broker firms in the city. That's something to be proud of. How did that come about?
To be honest with you, I did not know until one of my lenders called me and told me, did you know that you were voted and one of the top broker company? And I did not actually know. We just simply continue to work. And we just, you know, the accolades come. But we just continue to work and help people.
So now when you expand to those other markets, how are you doing that? Is it going to be a franchise, or are you opening up your own owner-operated businesses, or you're partnering with existing?
Well, I'll be able to operate everything from Georgia, from here. It's just a matter of me just getting licensed in those different states.
And then do you need boots on the ground in those markets to be the salespeople?
No, I don't. Everything is so automated now. Everything is automated. Social media, and you have the internet. So, you know, be honest with you, 90% of the customers that we deal with, we never even meet.
It all happens virtually, either like through a Zoom call or on the phone?
Yes, but it all happens, Zoom call on the phone. That's where it happens. And my loan officers or me will be on that call, and we introduce ourselves. We always make sure that everyone is comfortable, and they can always call us, and we will definitely answer their questions. No, there's no such thing as a dumb question. So we will always answer any question any of our customers may have. So we can handle everything here from Georgia. We don't have to go to have boots on the ground there, or even brick and mortar there. So everything will be automated.
So now if somebody is thinking about refinancing or maybe purchasing a new home, what is the website best way to get a hold of you?
Phoenix MTG Specialist.com.
Say that one more time.
Phoenix, like Phoenix, Arizona.
Right.
MTG.
Yep. Specialist.
Specialist with an S, .com.
And then
they can go to Facebook and look us up also. They can see the reviews there. And our number is 678-741-5359.
Now, I would imagine that Phoenix isn't kind of referencing Arizona. It's referencing the rebuilding of your business.
There you go. It's the rising of the ashes, from the ashes of the financial crisis.
Good stuff, Lucius. Congratulations on all your success.
I really thank you for the opportunity.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. We'll be right back.